You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 19th, 2021. Get ready. Here it comes. Here it comes. We already know the Democrats have several plans to absolutely destroy America. Attacking your Second Amendment rights is going to be one of them, your First Amendment rights. And now Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he thinks the next bill they will pass through budget reconciliation will be a climate-oriented infrastructure bill. That's right, more green, climate-oriented. I'm sure that's going to be a great sense of calm for the oil field workers who have lost their jobs as Biden kills the XL pipeline and other oil fossil industry businesses. There are green jobs in the horizon if you can just live that long. Texas Governor Abbott saying the Biden administration is effectively importing coronavirus into the U.S., because they're not securing the southern border. Several sheriff's organizations have come together and say, we estimate something like 50% of the illegals coming across are COVID-infected. So what's being done about it? Well, first of all, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas admits, yes, there have been some in the beginning that we did not check properly, we did not detain, and they went through with COVID. We know we did that then, but we're doing it better now. If the liberal audience out there really believes that, then why don't you offer your home, at least a room in your home, to many of these illegals? They need a place to stay. And where is the Hollywood elite in the midst of all of this? With all the issues of the kids at the border, when they were always on Trump saying it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, well, they're crowded again because the way Biden's been running the operation. I don't see them again making any claims or remarks. AOC said, well, it's never right, but she's still not getting that upset over it. And where are they again offering housing for all these kids? Well, I don't see them doing that, do you? No, you don't. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still expressing confidence, to use her words, quote, it's under control. Nancy Pelosi saying the Biden administration has this under control. It is change. It will take time. But it's value-based, humanitarian, and pragmatic with a plan to get things done. And by get things done, that means get more illegals in this country because we think they will vote Democrat. I pointed out to you previously, there are many Latinos along the border in the U.S., citizens. They do not want these illegals coming in because they're going to be going after their jobs. And in fact, low-paying jobs are going to be the first ones they're going to hit. And there's efforts in Congress to go ahead and open up those programs and let illegals be classified as migrant workers for a period of time, come in and take those jobs. And we have 9.5 million Americans out of work right now. President Biden insisting again, you should wear your mask. You should wear it. You got to do it until the vast majority of the population is vaccinated. To that extent, Dr. Fauci is called out by Senator Rand Paul yesterday, saying you've had the vaccine. You're still wearing a mask. What kind of message are you sending? Are you just playing drama queen? That's coming up the next segment. You don't want to miss that one. And also, a latest Quinnipiac University survey shows that New York Governor Cuomo's poll numbers are tanking. Tanking. He's at the lowest approval rating of his career. Why? Well, because all these allegations of women coming forward saying he was invading their space, maybe molesting, depending on their statement, and of course the way he handled the nursing homes. Oh, by the way, yesterday, Jen Psaki referenced the border, dropped the word crisis, said something about the crisis and just kept going. And then she got, one of the reporters said, you said crisis. Did you mean that? No, challenge what I meant. And she also said corporations Corporations will, if they're hit with bigger taxes, they won't raise prices for you, the consumer. Where did she learn economics? Chuck Schumer knows that what will happen. In fact, he's already urging JetBlue, which is thinking about getting out of New York, going to Florida. He's begging them to stay in New York. There is one job that is being filled, the award coming down officially last night. The loss of Rush Limbaugh. And now it's going to be decided that Dan Bongino will take it over. Of course, a former Secret Service agent, NYPD officer, has been on talk radio for some time. So far, only 50 markets clearing him. We'll see how well it goes. Wish him best.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, price $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Heat back production.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You parade around in two masks for show.
No.
You can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it, and yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask to have been vaccinated. No. Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for 3 more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
That is Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, addressing Dr. Fauci. We're told all the time by the left, follow the science, believe the science. Where is the science? Where is the science that after you get a vaccine, you still have to be wearing a mask? There's no science. Oh, they may try to conjure something up, but there really is no science to that extent. And the whole point being of getting the mask was, of getting the vaccine is that you would be free to move around without worrying about it, right? That's the idea. And they say it may take a while yet to get to herd immunity. And here comes President Biden saying the same thing, that, well, you need to do it till we reach herd immunity. And again, they're talking about it could take more time. What time? How time? Who's going to determine the time? Who's going to say, okay, we have herd immunity? And Biden, of course, is still pushing the vaccine, talking about how great we're doing. The same guy who said the cupboard was bare when we came to the office because Trump hadn't done anything, which is a lie. It's a flat lie. There's no other way to describe it. How can I say it so clearly and without being challenged? Well, because Biden had gotten a vaccine in December. around December 23rd in advance of Christmas. He got a vaccine. Did he forget it? Did he not know it? And every member, ranking member of Congress was lined up, those especially of older or vulnerable conditions got it. Biden has had it. Kamala Harris got it. Certainly, I have no problem with her getting it. She's the VP, could be president tomorrow. You know, it's a matter of how long Biden can last. If he stumbles down the stairs of Air Force One again like he did yesterday. Oh, I hadn't forgotten that story. No, those of you that I haven't heard you talk. Well, we are going to talk about that before we wrap up this program. But I can't do it without also pointing out some other cases. And we'll tell you where we'll put up the video so you can see Biden trying to get up to the top of the stairs on Air Force One. But the whole idea, if you have the vaccination, why do you need the mask? That's what Rand Paul was pushing on Dr. Fauci. Now, again, President Biden is saying, and here's his statement. He's talking about as of today. This statement came out yesterday. He said, tomorrow we will hit 100 million doses that our administration has administered. Riddle me this. Where did they come up with that many vaccines? How did they get vaccine to the market that fast? Oh, that's right. That's right. Trump stepped forward and said, we need to move at warp speed. And we paid out money to three different pharmaceutical companies to go to work on it. And then we were buying a lot of them, and we weren't even sure if they were going to be fully effective. But we wanted to be ready. That's not being mentioned by Biden or the Democrats at any point, that, yeah, this is why we even have the vaccine. But Biden was saying in his news conference, or his comments, I should say, yesterday, he said, tomorrow we will hit 100 million doses that our administration has administered. But as I've said, that's just the floor. We will not stop until we beat this pandemic. And then he also started announcing plans for a new vaccination goal set for next week. So 99 million shots have been administered since he took office. Now providing something like 2.5 million doses per day, according to recent federal data. So why do we need the mask anymore? Why can't we start opening up? You heard Senator Rand Paul accuse Fauci of drama. In other words, basically, you're just doing theater. And here's Dr. Fauci's response.
Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective, and we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any sign.
I totally disagree with you.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Because they want to continue to restrict and control. This mask thing has been upsetting to a lot of people in many ways. I've got some good friends who are fearful of anyone that does not wear a mask. If they have reason to worry about their health and everything, you have to take the precautions you want for you and or your family. I've always said that. When I went out of the country, I went down to Cancun over New Year's Eve, and when I came back, I did not go near my daughter and grandchild for a full week, just to make sure I wasn't bringing anything back. And when I would come into work here, I would wear a mask just for the safety of the other people that are here in the office. Generally, no one in this building and in this station is wearing a mask. But at that time, I did. I made it clear to them. I said, I don't have anything. I have been tested. I have no tests saying I'm negative or positive, and I'm feeling fine, but I'm going to wear it just in case for your protection. So sometimes if you're wearing it, you're not doing it for yourself. You're trying to help someone else. To that extent, I will agree. But that's also one of the points that Don Lemon Fruitcake seized on, that if you want to be a patriot, you got to do it all the time. You should do it. Before we wrap up this hour, you're going to hear from Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNN lecturing you how to be a patriot. This guy is unbelievable. The other day, he's lecturing the Vatican on what's right and what's wrong with the biblical teaching. I guess he's knows everything. What can I say? I don't. My knowledge, and sometimes I say, is 40 miles long and half an inch deep. And I know a bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. Some areas I hit a big pothole, I know a lot, or I know nothing. But right now, I do know that much of the population is tired of being locked down. And 9.5 million out of jobs. We're approaching 9 to 10% unemployment when before COVID hit, we were under 3%. And you have to, even if you hate Trump and you don't like him at all, you got to give credit to the, those kinds of numbers at that point. And what are we seeing now? Well, COVID, of course, erased a lot of that. And because of the restrictions and closed down, and some were necessary in the beginning, but then once we had a better idea, rather than beginning to open up and escalate and move forward, the idea was keep everybody in the vice grip, just hold them there. Well, that especially for blue cities and blue states. Red states decide, you know, I think we've got this under control. We're going to move forward. Governor DeSantis of Florida, been doing a great job. Now they got spring break underway. Could they see a spike? Maybe. We'll wait and see. Texas, been doing a great job to the extent that they decide we can open up the entire state. We will no longer mandate you wear a mask in the state of Texas. Howsomever, if you live or you visit Austin, Texas, my birthplace, by the way, you might find as you go into Austin, Texas, home of Larry Connors, of Larry Connors, USA. Look for that placard when you go into Austin. If it's not there, I'm sure some leftist took it down or maybe defaced it. Maybe that's it. But that city with its blue leadership has mandated you still have to wear a mask in Austin. Theater, a real precaution. When a Dr. Fauci is claiming the reason you got to continue is because there's still other things out there. This is a point that's hard to argue in the sense that argue against him. First of all, there's always something out there. Always. You can't live in fear forever. I mean, put it this way. Ebola is out there somewhere and it will surface again at some point or some strain of it. We might see some new form of measles down the road. Things that we thought we had extinguished might be coming across our border right now with the illegals out of Central America. Who knows what's really been festering in some of those areas. Now those people are carrying it and coming across our border. We do know that doctors had reported previously when so many kids were coming across before this most recent, that when they were examining kids and doing health checks, they were finding cases of tuberculosis. We thought that was pretty much done for. Well, it exists. And it was being basically, I would say, transmitted repeatedly in those areas. And now they come up here and expose the rest of the U.S. to it. But Dr. Fauci says COVID-19 is one thing, but then we have to worry about other things. And I don't mean just variants, but he even describes it as wild, wild things. Please listen.
The point that Senator Paul was making was that if you look at wild type only, there is some clear-cut credence to what he's saying. But we are living right now in a situation where we're having a dominance of 117, which was the original UK. We have a very troublesome variant in New York City, a 526. We've got two variants in California, a 427, 429, and we have a number of others. So we're not dealing with a static situation of the same virus. That was the only point I'm making.
Okay, the point made. And all these numbers you threw out there suggesting they're all different in some way. So they want us to wear a mask forever? Is that where we're really going with this thing? I would imagine that at some point, I think at some point, they will declare that it's all well and good. Maybe not. Biden still is being cautious of overpromising on what he can do. He did direct states to start opening up vaccine for all adults by May, and states are in the process of doing that. Some are pretty optimistic they can hit that mark. Others are going to try to do that. So if we're no longer going to limit it to certain ages or vulnerability, and if you want it, you can go get one, well, then that might escalate, quote, herd immunity. but I don't know if we're ever going to be fully clear of this. And, of course, keep in mind, did this get released to the world out of that China lab in Wuhan by accident, or was it a biochemical warfare effort, biological? We still don't know. The World Health Organization was told they could go in and inspect and take a look at the lab, the same organization that parroted the China statement in the beginning. And yet some of the scientists who were on that team later said, we spent a week in quarantine, then we spent a week in meetings, and everything we had that we're telling the public right now is what was curated. By that, they mean edited and handed to us. They did not step foot inside the lab at any point. They weren't allowed to. They have to take the word of the Chinese as to what happened and how it happened. I'm not buying into that. But the other thing that some are already talking about, you know, if you come into this country legally from another country, if you leave the country today and you come back from Mexico tomorrow, before you get on an airline that's going to bring you here, you're going to have to prove sometimes the documentation you've had a negative test within the last 72 hours. If not, you don't get on the plane. Of course, if you're illegal, you come across the border, we don't care. But are they talking about and getting ready to escalate to a travel vaccination passport? It's coming. Let's take a look at that when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Give me a vaccine passport. I want to be able to go and businesses say, the vaccinated only. Don and Chris get vaccinated, now we can go to dinner.
What the president said. Give me a patriot passport. Give me a better countryman passport. Give me an American passport that says we should look out for our fellow man.
Well, of course, that's Don Lemon Fruitcake, along with Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo saying, I want a passport so I can go into business, say, I've been vaccinated, so I don't need to wear the mask. That's kind of what he's alluding to. But Don Lemon Fruitcake thinks that's not the right idea. You're going to hear in a moment. In fact, Don, if you ever need to be lectured on how to be a patriotic American, the source you should go to would be Don Lemon. But today I'm going to give him a little airtime to try to lecture you on being a patriot. But this issue about a passport, that's not a far-fetched idea that could be coming. If you travel to the United Arab Emirates, Dubai and so forth, those areas, you will have to have proof that you've had a vaccination. That's what they're requiring at this point. It's going to be a matter of how fast something like that might happen. It's estimated that we have some 335 million doses of vaccine administered around the world so far, according to the World Health Organization. And there is talk about trying to come up with a COVID-19 vaccine passport. There's one doctor who works with he's a lead instructor for NATO Special Forces training. He said they're going to resume in-person learning probably this summer. And to go into NATO headquarters in Belgium, he has to bring in his vaccination status to travel there and to be among them. But he said the card issued by CDC at this time would not actually be enough to prove that I'm fully vaccinated, especially for international travel, because those cards are too easily forged. So the talk is, when are we going to see a full official governmental issue vaccine card that says you have been properly vaccinated? And then the other issue is that what we want? Who do we want to control that vaccine? Well, there is where it starts, because we already are having some say, I don't think the government should be holding that. States, airlines, tech companies are pushing the Biden administration to come up with a federal standard for the vaccine passports. They say that would expedite the economic recovery. But, of course, it could discriminate against disadvantaged groups, jeopardize privacy. And let's stop for just a minute. The disadvantaged groups. Kind of like you're denying folks a right to vote because they don't have an ID. Now you're going to deny them the right to get on a plane without an ID. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They do have to have an ID of some type to get on a plane, don't they? But, of course, the other issue is jeopardizing privacy. A lot of them are saying, in fact, New York is now trying out what it calls an Excelsior Pass for fast-track reopening theaters and venues like Madison Square Garden. Hawaii is now developing a version that would let visitors skip the state's mandatory 10-day quarantine. Did you know that? You go to Hawaii? I guess you had to stay in your room for 10 days. Hope you had a great Hawaiian vacation. But the industry leaders say we need the White House to get involved. Well, the response from the White House right now is that we're not sure the government should issue the credentials or even store them. It's your health information. It's supposed to be private, correct? But a proof that you've had a vaccine, does that qualify as health information or safety information for you and those you're going to see? We have a group, a coalition, and travel groups this month that are now calling for a federal standard. They say the passports would not only accelerate a recovery, but expand testing and vaccinations and at the same time limit the spread of the disease. Others are saying, nah, that's a role for the U.S. government to set the standards, but if it's not done right, then it's ripe for fraud and abuse. You have to agree with that. So back to the issue of if you got a vaccine, do you need a mask? Now, Senator Rand Paul, challenging Dr. Fauci yesterday, was saying, here, you've had the vaccine, and you wear not one mask but two masks. It's drama. It's theater. There's no need to do that. Coming to the rescue of Dr. Fauci, calling Dr. Fauci's rescuer, Don Lemon Fruitcake, stage right, preparing to enter as soon as the curtain comes up on the very next segment. And Don Lemon Fruitcake will preach to you about being a patriot. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable. But we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
Larry Connors USA.
This is not about being selfish. Hey, I got mine. You get yours. That's what people are saying. So if I get the shot, let's say I'm fully vaccinated tomorrow, I'm not going to run out and flaunt it and then take this mask and just like, oh, throw caution to the wind. I'm going to burn it. You know why? Because I care about other people. I care about something more than myself. I am a thinking, compassionate, empathetic person, and I just don't have politics at the top of my head.
I call BS on that statement, Don Lemon Fruitcake. You don't have politics at the top of your head. You always have politics at the top of your head. That's Don Lemon Fruitcake last night on CNN and NNN talking about that if he gets vaccinated, he's not going to go around bragging, I got it and you don't. Not going to be selfish. He said, because this next statement, I'm going to quote him. It is hard for me to say without just breaking either into laughter or finding some way to not get sick. But he said it bright, cheerful, as if it's a standard fact and we all know it. Here's his statement. I care about other people. I care about something more than myself. Do you buy that? Do you really buy that he cares about other people? I feel your pain. In a moment, I'm going to let you hear how he starts telling you how to be a better American, much less being a patriotic American. But I want you to keep in mind, and I'll remind you just in case you've forgotten, I doubt you have, that he and those on that channel and similar have continuously berated, called out, name-called Trump supporters. And he goes all the way back to Hillary saying, bunch of deplorables, remember that? And don't forget FBI agent that was in love with Page, Agent Stroke, Smurf, whatever, saying I was in a Walmart and I could smell them. Talking about Trump supporters or anyone who didn't vote for Hillary. That's what it came down to. If you didn't vote for Hillary, then you're either deplorable and or you smell and who knows what else. So here we have this member of the left organization and now the state-controlled media basically saying, I care about people. Kind of like they're lining a guy up for a firing squad. I know you've seen these pictures in the movies and so forth. They line him up, and he's waiting. There's seven rifles ready to be trained on him. And they offer him a cigarette at the last minute. Now, I will tell you this. Even if I didn't smoke at that point, see, I want the cigarette. I mean, and I want to take a long time before I finish it. I mean, I might stretch it out as far as I can. Maybe I say, you know, I always need to follow that with a sip of Jack. You got any Jack? Can you go get some? I'll wait. Yeah, I'll wait. And then they also, because they're so compassionate, they will offer you a blindfold. As if you would see the bullet coming anyway, right? Come on. So I get that impression of Don Lemon Fruitcake that he has concern about people other than himself. Well, and of course, if he's going to talk about his concern and trying to point to an example of somebody who's obviously heartfelt concern, and so many are already referring to as kind of reminds me of my father or my grandfather. He's just so warm and embracing compared to the guy that was in the White House. And Don Lemon Fruitcake sees a great opportunity to brag on President Biden.
Joe Biden is doing a fantastic job when it comes to the pandemic. He's saying all the right things. He's doing all the right things. He's getting shots in people's arms. He's following the science. He's not giving you lies. He's not telling you that light and bleach and disinfectant is going to help you when you inject it inside of your body.
Now, see right there, he was doing well up to the point, if you want to accept it, that Joe Biden's doing a fantastic job when it comes to the pandemic, saying all the right things, doing all the right things, getting shots in people's arms. Question right there. Question. How does he have the vaccines available? Oh, that's right. That's right. In the Trump administration, pharmaceutical companies were given a lot of federal dollars and told at warp speed produce a safe, effective vaccine. And three different companies jumped in on it right away. And we bought a lot of them, not even sure they were going to actually be as effective as we wanted them to be. So when he says that Biden's doing all the right things and a fantastic job, he wouldn't be doing this if we had not had a warp speed program. You know how long it normally would take any kind of drug to work its way through FDA and all the various tests? And, of course, that's why some people are a little leery of it. They say, well, that kind of got rushed. And, of course, don't forget, Trump had something to do with it. Well, then he gets into the point saying that Biden is following the science. He's not giving you lies. And the next statements out of Don Lemon Fruitcake's mouth are lies. He said he's not telling you, and he's referencing Trump, he's not telling you that light and bleach and disinfectant is going to help you when you inject it inside your body. Not one time did Trump ever say inject bleach into your body or inject any disinfectant. Not one time. He did say that light might be able to a way to kill the virus, and there are extensive studies underway on that too, that light, various shades, ultraviolet, whatever they want to call it, might actually have an effect. But it was just something he was proposing. And then he never said, take bleach, drink it, inject it, whatsoever. Not one time. So here's Don Lemon talking about, let's stick with the truth. Well, there he goes just lying away. And there's no problem with him to do that because it's second nature for him. You know, it's just like the scorpion that needs to get across the other side of the river. Remember that story? And a mouse comes along and can swim the river, and the scorpion says, will you take me across the river on your back? He said, well, I'm afraid you'll sting me. Well, if you're going to help me get across the river, I wouldn't do that. So, okay. The scorpion gets on the back of the mouse, and the mouse swims across. They get to the other side, and just before he gets off, he stings. He stings and kills the rat. And his dying words is, why did you do that? And, of course, the scorpion said, it's just my nature. Can't help it. That's where we are with Don Lemon Fruitcake. It is his nature. He's going to lie and fabricate and make things up. That bleach and disinfectant were two of the things that Trump suggested you ingest. Not one time. But it then also he wants to turn the corner and saying there's a lot of negativity in the world right now. Maybe what we need to be is be more friendly to people and likable and don't be so negative.
Agree. That's what. Why don't you be a patriot? Why don't you just be a decent human being and stop trying to be so negative and get Dr. Fauci or Joe Biden? Guess what? Here's the thing. Joe Biden is doing a fantastic job when it comes to the pandemic.
Yeah, we heard that a moment ago. Yeah, we heard you. But he's saying, why don't you be a patriot? What does he know about patriotism? Why don't you just be a decent human being? This is the same guy that's mocked Trump every which way possible and mocked Trump followers when he had some guests on a panel and they start talking about, I'm not sure if they could find their house on a map. I mean, just hilarious. So he couldn't even get his breath. He was laughing so hard because they're mocking you. But he says, now it's, why don't you just be a decent human being? Stop trying to be so negative. Again, Don Lemon doesn't see it's a problem for him because that's second nature for him. That's what he does. You want an example? He just said, be decent. Stop being negative. And here's what he starts in talking about Donald Trump.
So stop it on the right because the guy you had in the office did really dumb stuff and told you crazy things, lied about you, gaslighted you, and you fell for it and you believe it. And now you're walking around and you don't want to get the vaccine. Why? Because you say you don't trust it, but you really don't want to get it because Joe Biden is doing a great job with it. And that is the truth. Now take that to the bank.
Right. I'll take that to the bank and they'll say, this is worthless. But yeah, Trump is dumb and you were a fool for listening to him at any point. Now, if you're walking around and you don't want to get the vaccine because Trump you thought would not be for it. Well, Trump has taken the vaccine, and he said the other day that I recommend you get it. He said, I'm fine. I recommend you get it. But again, I haven't yet decided, but I'm not going to make my decision based on what Trump says or certainly what Don Lemon Fruitcake says. And, of course, if we end up having some kind of restrictions, if you're going to travel, you're going to have a proof you've had a vaccination. That's going to be a game changer. We'll see what happens. And then we got President Biden trying to get up the stairs on Air Force One.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love it, my love it. Oh, and I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. We're worthy of love, yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So the other day, in an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, and Biden suggested that Putin of Russia is a killer. What happened was Stephanopoulos asked him, he said, do you believe, let me get the exact question here. He said, he was asking, do you believe that Putin, the Russian leader, is a killer? And Biden's response is, yes. So he agreed that it's okay to call the Russian president a killer. Vladimir Putin responded and added, well, it takes one to know one. And then said, I wish Biden good health. And then we have the case where Biden nearly fell all the way down the steps getting onto Air Force One. Is there a link somewhere? I mean, did something get into his food or what? I mean, you haven't seen the video of Biden trying to get into Air Force One and faltering three different times on the steps? Now, look, that's equivalent to walking up two flights of stairs directly without a landing to stop on. You got to walk. You just got to keep walking. You got to keep walking. He's 78 years old. I'm not saying he's not fit and capable of doing it. He might get up there and be out of breath, but he actually, as it turned out, he looked like he was doing well. I mean, turn and did the proper thing, saluted the guard down at the bottom of the steps. And the officer behind him almost had to rush up and help him get up. In fact, I thought he was going to at one point. It's the kind of thing that we have seen jokes made of in the past. Yes, we can go back. Do you remember Chevy Chase on Saturday Night Live when former President Gerald Ford tripped going down the stairs of Air Force One? Then Chase would begin to mock Ford always tripping around in some of his skits. And he kind of got hounded for his entire presidency over that. And Ford did not reach Biden's age until 1991. So he was not anywhere near that age. And also remember recently an incident involving President Trump when he was still president. He was walking cautiously down a ramp at one point last year. And you had all the mainstream leftists running forward and saying, oh, my God, something may be wrong, declining health. He was at the West Point commencement ceremony and walked cautiously down a ramp from the stage. And that cautious walk got shared on Twitter by one of the left-wing journalists, and it got something like 13 million views. It pretty much dominated the entire news cycle as well. And, of course, you had all these liberals saying, oh, something's wrong with Trump neurologically. That's how they treated the Trump incident. It'd be very interesting to see how they treat what happened with Biden yesterday. You may not have seen it because they don't really want to show it. Well, we're going to show it to you. My director, Quentin, is putting it up and be ready to, when we finish this program, it'll be up shortly on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. You can see it. Full 30 plus seconds. And it's a shot from behind going up the steps because the side doesn't really give you a view of what's happening with him. The man stumbles, dropping to his knees twice. I mean, it was kind of scary when you watch it happen. And I'm sure the officer behind him began to realize, what do I do? And he never got into the shot, but he came close to it. And when you watch it, you know, you can add some comments and don't be nasty. That's not the point of this. I mean, anybody could have a little stumble going up. I'm telling you, you're basically going straight up two flights of stairs, basically, without any landing to stop. But what gets me again is how the media jumped all over Trump. And I have not heard anything from the, quote, state-controlled media now about what happened with Biden. One of them said, one of those reporting said, well, it's a windy day at Andrews Air Force Base. Really? The wind? You're going to tell me the wind was blowing him back? You know, if you also recall, it was back in December that Biden fractured his foot. He's chasing one of the dogs, right? And we talked about Ford having trouble getting up the steps as well. And former Vice President Mike Pence last year stumbled trying to board Air Force Two. Barack Obama nearly fell down Air Force One stairs while disembarking in 2015. So it's not that uncommon. It's what's going to be interesting is how it gets treated by the media, the state-controlled media. How many times are they going to show you Biden going through this? You'll see the video at Larry Connors USA Facebook. You're going to see him stumble not once, but a second time, moving his hand along the rail, gets up and stumble down on his knee for a moment and rubbing his knee at one point. Looked like maybe he'd been hurt. Nothing broken. Got up to the top, gave a salute and disappeared in Air Force One and probably said, oh, that's over. And I can understand. It's embarrassing for first of all, but you know all those cameras are on you. All right, we'll go to Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. You can see it and you can share it. Add your comments. I appreciate you joining us as always. We will be back Monday. Let your friends and neighbors know we're on the air. And don't forget our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.